What, you think you're fucking better than us?
You know a little too much about you, so I'm just saying.
You think you're better than us? Just because I piss in the sink? And you piss in the toilet? You can't judge me. You don't know me, asshole. Fucking asshole.
My Christmas is gone.
Let's hear it.
Gone. Hold on. Let me get through before.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Why are you racing?
Oh, why do you wait? Man, you have no patience.
It was all you. I have no patience. I was already on the show.
You like tried to like squeeze in.
I had forward momentum going. You're like, can you stop?
You know, with like one daddy strike, I could stop your
Happy
heart.
Kwanzaa.
That's scary, dude.
I can't do Fozzie fucking Muppets. Bear.
Alright.
Do a Kermit the Frog doing. Yeah, happy Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa.
Whoa.
This is what happens because I didn't grow up in fucking America, man. Don't ask me to do shit like that.
Okay, I'm
or it
sorry.
It comes out like a fucking poltergeist comes out of the man. It was.
Alright, I gotta go laughing at this shit.
Welcome back to the Smoke Room, episode 3.
I was wondering if you wanted to say that, but now it's clear that you did. I'm Cape Town.
And I'm the Berg.
And you're listening to it live and direct in our new studio, in our new...
Yeah, we have a new studio, so very happy. Thank you to...
We also have a new producer.
Should we use an alias for him or no?
Hey, what are we going with as far as that... Your name or anything goes? Can we call you like Demon Slayer or some shit?
Make some shit up, man.
Yeah, all right. So
the
like,
Mad Hatter.
Okay, we gotta use.
We'll call him the Mad Hatter.
And... No, because he's not wearing a hat.
Well he usually has one.
Use a video game reference or a superhero.
Doc.
Call him Doc.
He's Doc the Engineer.
Well, no. Well, you can pick where he's from. But pick up where he's from, born from.
You all right, man?
No, I'm not. I can't say pick up from where he's born for some reason.
Because it's not something that you should say.
Okay.
I'll tell you something.
We'll call him Doc.
I'm telling you something. This place is pretty, there's a couple clouds going around here of unnatural.
Oh, yeah.
Means.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm trying to say when I'm saying that. Because something's permeated pretty deeply inside my cerebral.
Hey, context. Okay. So they call it the smoke room for a reason. Is that what you're saying?
I might be saying that. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
All right. So speaking of video games, I guess we never do this. I'll say this right now. We try to pick topics to talk about.
It doesn't work.
And it just doesn't work. So we're going to try and talk about this. Don't get mad.
Don't get mad at us.
If we deviate from that subject, you know, I don't know. Okay, so there's your disclaimer. So the big PlayStation Network...
It went down. It got hacked.
Okay.
A lot of people thought it was by North Korea. Good old...
Because of the movie, people's... The Interview, right?
Yeah, okay. And all the threats and all that bullshit. But it ended up being like these kids out of, I'm pretty sure, Germany. I'm not sure, though.
Oh, so they found out who they were.
No, they didn't.
If they're kids from Germany, obviously not North Korea.
Well, the dude that was fucking posting on Twitter, you know, saying this and that, had his account said Germany. So I'm guessing they're located in Germany. But I don't know because, fucking, I have no clue.
I don't want to get too technical, but you could use a proxy server in Germany. But
yeah, I mean.
Well, maybe, who knows?
They're probably running like a static IP.
Okay, so why do you do that? Why do you take down a whole...
Why do you ruin Christmas for America and all the kids?
Well, okay, now that's one thing, I guess.
You know, there was like one of the girls was telling me there was a little kid like crying on the news because fucking couldn't play her new Xbox or whatever, couldn't go online.
Yeah, they do studies on that.
Because these motherfuckers hacked the network.
Well, no, they do studies on people and, you know, like if you lose your cell phone, people have some kind of depression if they lose it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the horror you feel when you... And you can't find your cell phone?
Oh, fuck. It's like blind fear, dude. I get cold when I can't find my cell phone. I'm in full-on panic mode.
Yeah. And when
I'm flipping.
And you call it and it goes right to voicemail?
My heart's...
So you know it's off somewhere. I've actually had my cell phone stolen.
That's not cool.
It's in...
Do you have some pics on there that...
No.
You had a couple upshot pics?
No. Actually, I was in a club. It was... A while
what
ago,
the hell?
I was in a club, yeah, and Walking in the crowd of people. Yeah. I was walking in a crowd of people, you know, right before close. Everyone was dancing around. Everyone was pretty jazzed up. Mm-hmm. And somebody hit my, I took my phone out to call somebody and they hit my arm and the phone slid onto the dance floor and it just kept sliding. And so I tried to run through the dance floor to go after it, but somebody already picked it up. Then, you know, I looked around, bartender couldn't find it. Nobody could find it.
That's the wrong question to ask.
Was it a diverse crowd so I could blame everybody?
Yes.
I don't know. Why are you asking me?
Well, I'm trying to see who stole your phone.
No, I'm not walking into a black joke. That's terrible.
You didn't. You're good. I'm just trying to determine who stole your phone.
No.
Who didn't return your phone?
It was on the west side. So hey, I was...
enough said.
There was a lot of it was an admixture of a lot of different people.
Yeah, I understand. It was a real melting pot, if you will.
But yeah, so you're killing
in the club
me.
That night.
We can't put that.
Yeah, we can, and we will.
Oh, okay, really? Okay.
Yeah, because I'm gonna give you the motherly eye, and then I'll give you the motherly pinch.
Okay, you're gonna have to. We're gonna have to beep. No. Okay. So yeah, called my phone. They had shut it off. It was on voicemail. Never found it again. Very, very strange feeling to not have your phone.
It's humiliating.
It's not humiliating. I don't know if I'm humiliating.
To have somebody having their paws all over your phone, I don't think I would be happy with that.
No.
Going through there, digging through your nasty messages.
We're talking about a phone, right?
Yeah.
Okay, having your... it's not like if somebody else is touching my phone, I get jealous and angry.
No. I don't care.
Like I wake up in the middle of the night, a cold sweat, thinking about that old cell phone. Some other guy slobbing on my phone.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Some guy's like,
I'm just comparing it to. You know, you made it sound like it was like an ex girlfriend or something.
I'm picturing a stroker that like calls like American Express just to hear like the dudes on the line be like, "Hello, and how can I help you? I'm your account manager." The dude's like, "Yeah,
a stroker?
Yeah, you can help me." Listen, I worked for an unnamed company that dealt with credit cards for about 10 months, and in the industry, we called them strokers, yeah. So it's older, I'm not sure if it's older guys, I'm guessing it's older guys who, I never heard a woman stroker, so it's mainly older
dudes.
Well, yeah, this isn't cool to talk about, man. I feel like I'm in therapy, but I'd be working and be like, I'd be calling like 3,000 people a day, and we'd hit at least 15 strokers, I mean, every day, dude. Each of us. I'd have a girl lean back and be like, another stroker. And that was some chick from ASU. And I was like,
really?
Yeah, dude's breathing in, breathing, stroking, deep, hard breathing. Yeah.
Oh, he sure wasn't. Yeah, I mean, you could be pranking him too.
It was.
Can you be a stroker connoisseur and know when they're faking and knowing when they're, you know, like when they're not?
Or
you can tell they're faking right at the end, but you're like, hey, you had me the whole time, but you know, you were.
What about, I told one dude, I was like, dude, I almost believed, but I don't know, man. Yeah, your finish was not the best.
You didn't stick the landing.
Gross. I'm stroking off to it, dude. To any fucking, oh man. Can I speak to your manager, please?
Why do you got to make the hand?
One moment, sir. I'll get the manager. We got a stroker, line one. Beth, you want to take this?
He's making hand motions every time he says stroker.
Sir, can I help you? Yeah, you can help me. Look, sir, what do you need? I need a... That's pretty much what it was, man. It was muffled breathing dude stroking. Heard actual, like...
No real dialogue. Oh no, yeah. I'm sorry. Excuse me.
That was
sound
part
effect.
Of the. That was the underbelly. Each week we.
No pun intended. Underbelly. What the?
Welcome to the underbelly.
But, so it was just breathing, and there was no ever. You know, like the guy ever said, "I'll put another 25 cents in the machine here if you say something bad."
There was never a guy that announced like, "All right, I'm now going to ejaculate."
No.
Oh, that never happened.
Like
no.
Maybe to say something, you know, like say naughty. Or say whatever.
Oh, no. Well, some of the girls. What's your name, baby?
No.
How old are you?
You're kidding.
I'll be honest with you. The scariest one I ever got was, this is a fucking like.
Your operator girl's like messing back with them saying that? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Like the girls are like, oh, well, hey, baby.
No. The dude's like, oh, hey, baby.
Oh, yeah.
What's your name? When can I find you? What's your extension?
Wow. And you really went through that.
Do the can you Tim Tool time? Thanks, DJ.
But that's not, yeah, okay.
No, that's fucking
If I
gold,
heard that, I wouldn't think it was a stoner. I would think it was just some guy doing the Tool time. Although, I mean, he might be sending me some kind of message in there.
No, there's no, oh, I don't know what kind of message you guys are trying to send to me.
Tool time?
What the fuck were we talking about? Oh, the phones.
Oh, strokers.
One more thing about that. So the worst and scariest call I ever got was like a dude, like straight up, his account came up and it was like, it was Muhammad and fucking Al Sahim or some shit. Really, like, I was like, ooh, this is red, like flag number one went up. This is shortly after 9/11. So flag one went up and I was like, ooh. And then he was like, irate. And I was like, all right, sir, calm down. I can help you. What's the problem? And he was like, I don't understand because I do not want this account. And where is your building located? He's like, where is your offices located? And I was like, oh, unfortunately, we can't disclose where our offices are located. But is there any way that I can help you with your account? And like two more flags went off. And I was like flagging my manager. I'm like, this guy's acting really shifty. And he's asking where our building's at. So.
Wow. Yeah, I had a guy call me.
Quick, you know what I mean?
I had a guy call me and he said he was like from the IRS or.
Mm-hmm. Hey, bud, what's your social security number? Yeah, you are. No,
but he was from, I think he
Mr.
was. Mr. Yeah, he had like a East Indian accent and.
Hello, sir.
And no, but maybe it was Department of Defense or something.
I am Duckmish.
He's like, I'm from the Department of Defense and. You
know, I
have worked
closely with the president.
I'm not doing the voice.
My wife is a fat cow. We eat and feed her curry.
So, no, he was saying to me, he was like, hey, I'm with the Department of Defense, blah, blah, blah. And I need this information from you. And I'm like, no, you're not. But I was thinking to myself, I'm not going to let him know that I know he's full of crap. So I'm like, yeah, me too. I'm with the Department. It's funny that you would call me. Why are you guys calling me at home? I'm off. And he was like, well, what is your ID number? And I gave him like, you know, the back of a can.
You gave
like
him
a,
falsified like a, information to yeah, a federal number. Agent.
Yeah, I'm 9018-2617B Delta. I'm like, who's this? And I go, wait a minute, you're not with Department of Defense. You know, blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yes, I am. And who are you? And we want your name and give us your code number again. And so I hung up on him. And he called me back.
I work for a yellow cab defense.
He goes, you know what? No. And I'm like, you called me back? Are you kidding? And he's like, you are illegal, sir. You are illegal. And he hung up on me.
Oh, they got you, dude. He's going to fucking come to his house with his buddies. And they're going to ragtag you. They're going to pop up in a taxi. And you're going to hear scuffling and shuffling. It's going to smell like curry. And you're going to get your ass beat.
I didn't get my real code number for the Department of Defense.
Oh, I know you didn't.
Yeah, I was secret about that.
I would never, over the phone, Department of Defense, I'd be like, hey, up yours, asshole.
It might have been FBI.
Hey, buddy, stick it up your keister.
CIA or something like that. But then I gave him back my whole phony number. You know, I tried to play him back. I always try to spam people back, too.
Nice.
You know, you ever get the spam, like, you got $2 million waiting for you in Kenya?
On your email? I've gotten the Russian bride scam, and I've fallen for it, like, once. I've never gone all the way through, but I've, like, selected a girl and been like, how does this really work? How much is it? You know.
Go on. I mean,
No. You're good. I mean, it never left my email. That was it. I just wanted to.
Oh, you responded. I'm kinda thinking, like a fantasy. You got left at the airport or something.
No.
I will be there tomorrow at 1 p.m. I can't
like
wait.
She was 7 feet tall.
We're going to.
She's wearing like fucking.
Consummate our love in the airport.
She's like, are you Polo? I was like, that's me, baby.
No.
I'm like, that's me. Hold on, how much do I give you? She's like, you have cash now? And I'm like, we're going to get the cash later, baby. Get my taxi, go for a little ride.
Well, sweetheart. I have it buried somewhere.
I need to make sure that you're the right girl for the job.
Yeah, that's right. No, then I'll give you the treasure map.
I'll give the taxi driver an extra 50 to just, you know, turn the radio up and pay no mind. I'll have him put it on like Van Halen or something like. Well, the girl's back there.
Drown out the screen.
That's her first taste of what it's like to be in America. Van Halen, back of the cab, BJ. Gotta test it.
Yeah, maybe in 1985.
Gotta do a test drive, baby.
The fuck, man.
Hey, if you're doing that a Russian
Van Halen jump, she's not gonna be hip to that.
She don't. She'll think it's new. You'll be like, "This is that
she
new shit."
She won't fucking think it's new.
I don't care. What
one of the biggest bands in the world.
I just want to drown out whatever.
Who's Van Halen? No. She'll be like, "Yeah."
Hey, I want to drown out the sounds of my hands washing inside of her asshole, man.
That's the worst thing I've ever seen. That's the worst thing I've ever seen.
You know what I mean? I know how to make girls come.
I'm not asking if you do or don't. I'm saying, hey, can you get both your hands in someone's ass? And that's what I saw.
Jesus.
And the dude looked like he was washing his hands in her ass.
The poor guy.
And the sounds of it was fucking amazing. And like, you don't know where to look away or...
We need to track that video down. And when we find it, we're actually going to link it on the website. By the way...
Ew!
Go ahead and wash my hands in your ass for a little bit longer.
Who does the best
porn? Does it always go to porn? It always goes there, right? It always goes to the dark.
Well, okay. All right.
Dark scum of the internet.
Let's look at the
internet.
Psychology here, okay? We're a bunch of dudes. And yeah. We can talk about anything we want. And chances are, I mean, we'll see how many lady listeners we have or had. We've done a little kind of cross-section of people who've listened to us. Great feedback from the guys.
Yeah, not so great feedback.
For women. Well, I mean, you know.
Aside from, you know, some women that think that you might possibly be a rapist.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me.
You want to tell it? Are we
should
to the
we
point
fix
now?
The story? I think we can fix it. Go ahead. Let's.
No, I want you to do it because you know what you can say. I'm the star of the story.
And all you.
You know he's got to edit out all that coughing, right?
Maybe yes.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Work it.
Vape.
I didn't mean to cough.
Yeah.
Lord
it's
almighty,
exploding
man.
All over the... I'm exploding. Just trying to clear my throat.
Yeah, you just can't stop with the fucking porno and the gay jokes.
No, see
hold
how
on,
dragged
Brian.
Me into that?
I'm exploding all over the place.
You see how
I couldn't hold it any longer.
No, let's be honest. There are words that will direct Paulo into a certain direction. Oh, Cape Town. Yeah. Edit that out.
No, that's fine. Remember? We're cool with my name. My name's
there are
everywhere.
People that will direct beep into a certain direct people. There are words, not people.
Hey, people don't hurt words. Words hurt people.
Words heat people.
Words fuck you people. And fuck you, because words do heat
Poop
people.
People don't hurt
they
words.
Heat them, hurt them,
words
and they heat
people.
Them. Fuck both of you guys. Fuck it.
I know, man. I'm getting a contact high off that stuff.
Man. I'm telling you, man.
Because I feel a little bit, not that we're getting high, because I don't get high.
I don't recommend.
We call ourselves a smoke room because we're smoking funny. Thank you, and have a great day.
That's Berg with another zinger. And here's me. I'm sorry, guys. That's bad. And now, fellas, to announce our sponsor, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce the official sponsor of the Smoke Room Podcast. We don't have a sponsor right now because we're pathetic.
Put your name in that beep.
Hey, we'll even take $15 if you pay our online hosting fees. You'll get a mention on the
you don't pay
group.
The sponsor. That's terrible.
Fuck, man.
Wait, you know what?
I'll even go as far to do a donation. Just somebody who wants to associate themselves
brought
with
to
us.
You by me. I don't think that's
brought to you by my hot farts. I got nothing, dude.
No, feek. I don't do feek.
Brought
no.
to you by the feek beak. And also safari beads.
I'm going to take a...
Now in panda mode.
You know what we ought to do on the website?
What's that?
Show off the safari beads. Like, get somebody to actually, like...
Draw them.
Do a little mock-up of the...
If somebody can do a 3D wireframe drawing of the safari beads. You know, our engineer slash producer slash mega genius mind looks a lot like Matthew McConaughey in his role in... In his role in
Dallas Buyers Club,
True Detective.
No, you said,
guys, I got the AIDS.
I thought it was gonna be a goof. So I'm thinking, jeez. Where does he look the worst?
That's pretty good. Wow, you hit that out of the ballpark, Mr. Disrespectful. Talk about no manners.
You want to hear?
And
a,
you say you're from the South.
You want me? And I've lived in the South. I learned
hey,
my manners.
You haven't been down in the South till you've been to the Deep South.
Yeah, well, okay.
Where the penguins glide, my brother.
Oh, you're talking about South Africa?
That's right, Murder City. I'm sorry for that.
Sounds like a rap album. yo, man.
I'm just saying that myself. Like,
no, you,
kind.
That's going up.
Said the kind word, because everybody is kind, and all we do is spend time.
What is that from?
I made it up.
No, I, really?
Yes, we smoke. We
maybe
smoke.
We should use
I
that.
I smoke a lot of... we have a good time on the podcast, man.
Well, I was going to say, we should have used that as our theme song.
We got Captain Jack Hawaii right here.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So you escaped death.
No, hold on. When you say Captain Jack Hawaii, nobody knows what you're talking about.
It's a fucking statue of a captain.
With a wooden leg.
Take a picture of it. We'll put on the website.
All right, then we'll just use that. Put that like on the show. Like
back to midgets, dildos, pornos, face fucking girls we don't know. That's how we do it. We're going to be listening to Van Halen. Join us live.
Okay. That's a great pitch.
There'll be face fucking, monster trucking, explosions, girls' asses, girls' tits, and also bukkake.
Well, yeah. Well, I, you know, before we went on that,
come
I was
down.
Like, was I supposed to do something? Or?
No, I love that you just went, well, yeah, after I said fucking bukkake, which is wildly inappropriate.
Well, no.
You can't plug our shit with people are going to show up for bukkake in like panda masks. You see like Rocco's a Freddy standing in line ready to break a girl's asshole.
Now we got to pay Rocco 25 cents for
That's
using
fine, the That's fine, man. I'll give him the money.
Just beep it out. Just
hey,
beep it out.
That thing.
You know that thing?
That thing I was telling you about?
Okay, yeah. All right. Movies that scare you. Like,
yeah.
And so...
We talked about this on the last three fucking... Episode 1, Exorcist. Episode 2, Exorcist. Episode 3.
Oh, no. No, we talked about The Omen.
Well, the shit that scared me is The Exorcist, remember?
What scared you the most about The Exorcist?
When the priest came in the room and he was holding the cross and fucking... I don't know, man. It was really creepy the way they shot it. How whatever the fuck that thing was like in the bed. It was like those like growls it started doing were like,
yeah.
And it got like louder. That's before they had like good recording devices where it was just like it went from low to high and it was like, and if you had shitty speakers, it like crackled and shit like paralyzed me with fear as a boy, dude. I didn't know it. I couldn't. It was sick.
Oh, what scared
freaked
me the most
fuck
about
out
that movie?
Badly. Doesn't help that we were raised Catholic.
Yeah, right.
Cheers, mate.
You knew the movie was going to come on TV, and they had heavily edited it. So, my sister and I stayed up till, because, you know, back when I was a kid, like, it had to be after 10 o'clock at night before they would show The Exorcist. But we were so afraid. You know, I'd be, like, relieved during commercial breaks, like, whew, I can cool out for a little bit.
Oh,
I was so afraid of that movie that... The first time the first thing moved at all, like supernaturally,
it moved.
Like, freaked me out. Ah, that
it,
was
wait,
enough for
it
me.
Moved?
It moved.
Oh, no, dude.
A lot moved.
That's when you knew you had to get, like, psychiatric help, but you skipped out on that, and look what you've become.
Yeah, now I've got to watch that movie.
You're a monster that drinks tea out of a 3-liter. I love you, buddy.
Is that what this is, a 3-liter?
I think that's the Big Daddy one.
Mm-hmm. I'm taking some.
On episode 1, that could have been filled with something else.
Mm.
That's right.
I like it that we can know. Liking back to our
yeah, and you know, if you haven't heard all of them, you definitely should check them out and in order, because who knows, you might stumble upon a nasty new catchphrase like taste my nightmare. You know, I almost had a young lady taste my nightmare off of
how's that going for you,
like, I don't want to, you know, talk about
you
that too much,
but everyone wants to know.
Let's just say somebody got blackballed.
Wait, okay, so is this justifiable, why you blackballed somebody?
No, look, if she's listening, and she might be, I apologize. I'm the wrong man. Wrong man for the job. My heart goes out. My heart goes out to you, but.
You're the wrong man for that girl.
I'm a bailer.
So at first.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. God forgive me. Hope you forgive me.
So at first, like.
You know what? I don't. At the end,
you're hitting it off, but what happens?
I just don't want to look, man. Can we not? Just,
all right.
I just wasn't feeling it.
Okay,
it's,
bronies, let's go.
Let's go right into it. I want to meet one. We're gonna watch the Netflix thing. Let's have a blast. I'm thinking of becoming a brony. Where do I get the costume?
That was about it. Okay, moving on.
Moving right along. Damn it! If you really know me, I don't stand for bronies.
Well, you stand.
Moving right
bronies.
Along. if you ever talk to me again, I'm going to make you look like that guy in that picture. See how fucked up his eyes are?
Yeah, who is this guy?
Don't say it out loud, because I don't want
to... Well, you show me a picture of a guy, and you tell me not to say his name.
That's a... Yeah.
That's his actual... medical marijuana person.
Yeah, well, let's just say that, and...
How do you get a medical marijuana card?
Well, first you go to a chiropractor. You say, my neck hurts, or my back hurts, or my leg hurts. And then they start giving you treatment. And then they refer you to a place like Green Farm Doctors, which is down the road, and it's a little hole in the wall. And there's actually a real, like, not to be racist, but an Indian doctor in the back. And the girl,
like a shaman kind of thing?
No, like a real doctor in like a coat with a stethoscope and all that shit.
But oh, from East India. Okay, I get you.
Yeah.
All right, legitimate question. Scoliosis, like a curvature in the spine.
Absolutely. If you actually have a condition that causes any kind of chronic pain, you can get a medical marijuana card. So you've had an accident, you've had football. All you need to do is go to the right chiropractor. I call him the weed doc. Not going to give him a shout out here on the show because that's just kind of weird. I'm not sure what kind of fallout we have from that, but
yeah, I got an accident.
Anyway,
money. That's what you were asking.
Blah, blah, blah. You got enough money. Let me tell you something, baby. Money talks. You got $300 in your pocket. You can be your own personal dope dealer. I mean, medical patient to get your medicine to help you.
But if you have $300, can't you just pay some guy
on the
street?
Here's the gift.
Though,
you also bypass the shit quality. I'm a man of taste and a man of quality.
So you can't get better stuff on the street than you can get from...
For me, it's like difficult to find. I don't know. I don't like associating with the nasty back alley fucking Tuscan Raiders and shit that are out there, man. I'm not trying to get killed. No. It's a lot safer, too. More professional.
Of all the types of dope that people get killed, you know, over, is weed, he was all jacked up on weed. He'd been up on weed for 3 days.
Been up on weed for 3 days, and he's stuffed his motherfucking face full of fucking food, man. He ate a whole family-sized chicken pot pie and a thing of ice cream.
Right,
and
right.
And he's passed out like a fucking gay bear.
If someone's coked out for 3 days, you know, it's a lot scarier, so.
He's passed out like a gay bear who just got hit on GHB.
Even, like, when you think about a type of dealer somebody is.
Zynga.
You know, if someone goes, yeah, man, he's a weed dealer. I mean, I think of a guy like, you know, maybe he's got dreadlocks. Maybe he's wearing like a...
What the fuck? Like a Rastafari? You know, he's like, hey, man!
Like he's got like all that
the
shit
obvious
all over the
drug
walls,
dealer.
You know?
Yeah, that's my dealer. The really obnoxious Rastafarian dude with the loud colors and dreadlocks standing in a park
but if
with his shirt
says,
off.
Oh, well, he's a meth dealer.
Oh,
then
fuck.
You've got a completely different mind.
I'm not going near that party.
Yeah, he's got meth mouth.
Rave.
He probably weighs about...
Not going over there,
yeah.
Man.
Exactly. So different dealers.
Was that a little
meth mouth? No.
Was that a little plug for an old friend?
I used to write this little periodical that was called the Meth Mouth Diaries, but it was really good stuff. And
it danced on the borderline of being racist, derogatory.
Misogynistic,
anti-women,
anti-everything.
It's basically like Gonzo Extreme.
It had chimps and violence.
Chimps
so I thoroughly
and
enjoyed
bombs
it.
And, no,
DJ's
it was...
a big fan of chimps. Let's just say that. DJ is a huge fan of chimps.
Well,
chimp violence. I like chimp violence.
And he likens them to human society. And how
oh, is that... do you like it because it reminds you of humans? Or...
I like some of the human-like things they do. Like warring with each other and that kind of stuff.
One time we were watching this.
You ever thought about maybe dressing like a chimp? Going out there and like
I would
an
never
undercover
fuck
chimp.
With a chimp.
Oh,
I wouldn't want to go near
dressing
a chimp.
Dressing like a chimp?
Undercover chimp.
That sounds like a fucking
I would pay to watch someone else do it, but I
that
wouldn't.
Sounds like a That's, fucking show a serial killer would make. Sounds like a serial killer would make that show.
Undercover chimp?
Yeah, where he fucking he would make it an own private
undercover
viewing.
Undercover chimp, I
he'd
love
be
that.
Like he'd be like, welcome back to Undercover Chimp. Yeah, believe it
well,
or
no,
not.
Well, no, the guy you dress up your star.
Uh-huh.
He's going to have to be an acrobat.
Right.
With
he's going to have a lot of upper body and, you know, strength.
But you know what? You could do the whole, like, bat suit. You know
just
what I mean?
Batman walking into, like, a fucking colony of, what do they call it? Like a pack
no,
of...
it's a chimp looking...
Pack of chimps?
It's a chimp looking, like, bat suit.
Hey, when we were South Africa, we also saw packs of lots of kind of animals, and they were definitely
but so shit. It can make you jump higher, it can make you run faster, you could be like a bionic man in a chimp suit.
So who the fuck's gonna build this for you? Morgan Freeman? Gonna come out and build you Fox Industries.
I also think Undercover Chimp. I think of like a chimp detective.
The bat, apparently, birds.
Like a crime drama about like a chimp detective.
All right, so you're in LA. A guy gets a new partner and he's a really smart chimp. Go.
A really streetwise chimp.
Yeah, I just joined the force. Welcome back, chimp.
The rookie chimp. What the fuck? Fucking...
This is Blue Streak. Blue Streak starring a chimp.
It's like a hard chimp, though. He kind of crosses the line sometimes.
Yeah.
And sometimes his ultimate punishment for a fucking, it's like an escaped prisoner is like shoving a fucking banana up the guy's ass. And he's like,
a chimp that breaks all the fucking rules.
He walks on the wild side. He breaks all the rules.
Yeah. Whatever the chimp,
undercover chimp junior detective chimp. Tune in Tuesdays on.
Yeah. No, right, okay.
We're going to have to edit that out, but.
So, okay. You have undercover the producer, chimp. And he's like, look, undercover chimp, A.
Is this his pitch to the company?
Yeah,
A. Right, I'll be the executive.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm trying to do.
Have a seat, boy. What do you have for us? Something about chimps, I've heard.
The thing about this vape here is it's a nicotine vape, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And it takes great like three segue. Pulls off of it mm-hmm. to like get a good. Nicotine, you know, because I'm trying not to smoke cigarettes. Thank you.
Let me just point out real quick. Great job, by the way, Bird. Great job. Mm-hmm. And also, Bird might win an award today. He doesn't even know about this, you guys, but he's been nominated for greatest hair of all time. This motherfucker must put mousse and some concoction of gel and conditioner in his hair because he fucking shows up with movie star hair every day. Like, he must be doing it in the mirror. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm a little envious because everybody knows that I'm going full on. It's receding. It's going to the back rafters. I'm losing.
So, yeah, that's the double bullshit fucking penalty.
I'm going to need to be with Boswick fucking.
You just bullshitted implant. Your way out of the game. You fouled out. Neither of those is true. I'm trying to pitch Undercover Chimp.
Yeah. Here, I'm still trying to listen.
And
to
I'm boy and sit
sorry,
down.
I got off track.
And then, son, I'll tell you what. I'm giving you a shot because you got great hair. Well, what
you got
about
great hair?
Okay, so
that's all that matters. Chimp. Undercover chimp.
I need help. Okay, would you rather have it a guy in a bionic chimp suit?
I like that.
Going with the chimps and being a chimp.
DJ, what do you think?
Or the
cop chimp.
The hard badass. I like chimp the detective.
Okay.
What the fuck kind of dialogue are you gonna have?
I say the cop chimp.
The chimp, though, he doesn't have any actual dialogue. It's him, like, screaming and freaking out on court? People.
Absolutely. It's one of them. It's
oh, no, like a canine.
The Coen brothers might pick up
right. How in the fuck is he even undercover? What is he investigating? A chimp is out of place anywhere you put it.
But he's strong as fuck, though, so he can get things done. That's
who
what matters.
Bullying?
Is he undercover at the zoo? Is there a big drug ring there with the fucking hyenas and baboons together?
The ringmaster's the fucking... The fucking lion, dude. He's got the main stash.
Yeah.
He's got 200 kilos
of
glass. So
the cop side's not going to work.
So that's what they're...
Yeah, no lion. But you could, hey, third option.
We could call it like... We could also make this called like Zoo Stories. Chimp's Quest.
Oh, yeah. Like spinoffs?
Yeah.
Let's get through with the pilot first.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
What if it's
chimp?
A chimp, like, canine unit?
I was thinking like a blue
suit. Oh, where they take the chimp with them and they unleash it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. I love that.
That's an officer of the law. Get your hands off that chimp. Yeah. Die, chimp.
What?
Bite his fingers. They're trained to bite your fingers off and pull your eyes out.
Hey, they'll rip your goddamn
jaw. They'll rip your dick off. They go for the genitalia.
Yeah.
They do?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, God, that's disturbing.
That's why they're scary.
I can't imagine anything more painful than getting your... Cock rip the fuck off.
So the canine chimp unit's the most plausible. Jesus. Because we don't have $18 billion to build a chimp suit.
Okay, but who's going to train the chimp?
Taking chimps like on a drug bus to the airport with the TSA and they get another Coke and just fucking
just like... Oh, that's a disaster. The Coke?
That's a disaster.
Chimps on Coke.
Hey, chimps on Coke.
You're going to have a bad day that day.
Coked out chimps.
I'd say when chimps attack, but they already have like shows.
Yeah, it shows like women trying to have a chimp as a pet. She's like, come here, Bobo.
The chimp's like, and you hear like the recording and the chimp fucking in the background, you hear inaudible noises and screaming.
Oh no, I know.
And they
know
show the aftermath. That's terrible, and the woman doesn't have a face and her jaws come off. It'll go right for the jaw, right for your dick. So you know what I say? If you're gonna fight a chimp, go right for its dick and rip its dick off or rip its fucking jaw. You gotta out chimp the chimp.
He found his severed head with a chimp dick.
Well, now that we know our. Fuck, it's the Lorena Bobbitt of chimps.
He came as good as he got. He got one in. Obviously, he got one shot in for the chimp. Fucking torn to pieces. None of the.
It's the dickless chimp.
None of these.
It's like a fucking nasty, scarred chimp. That could be his nemesis in the show. The dickless general chimp that has like no fear and is like has a white eye. You know how the mean chimp always has like a fucking white eye? One eye like white and the other
eye. The mean chimp. Like,
you gave me like a dirt
James Bond chimp fucking bad guys, you know?
We actually do have some.
Dr. Evil, a chimp with a cat and a ring. You've escaped death once more from me, or whatever. But no, they can't speak.
The pilot for undercover chimp. It sounds like we love the show. We love it. We love it. We love it. All right, now who's gonna star in the show? First off, we got our main actor, the chimp.
So is it back again? Is it a man in a chimp suit?
I think an actual alive chimp would be even better.
That's CGI chimp. Then we don't gotta worry about it. It's a CGI chimp.
We could tranquilize the chimp and also electrify it between sets to make sure that it was calm and sedated. Just kidding. We wouldn't use a live chimp. All right, it'd be a man
CGI
in a chimp suit.
CGI wouldn't work either because
CGI suit. A man in a chimp suit. Just a regular guy.
Okay.
Maybe an otter-sized man.
Like a guy in a school play, like wearing a monkey
suit. Like maybe think of like
Hank Hill's grandpa with just fucking
with very small legs.
So he's got the long arms and the stubby little legs like a
ape. I like that. Oh my god, you guys!
Limp.
You should both be ashamed of yourself. Hey, and no, I know
you would launch him a successful career. You'd make his life great.
I hope that both of you got cold for Christmas.
Oh yeah, let's just play,
and Santa shat in your stockings. Santa was like, "You fucking racist! You know what I'm giving you for Christmas?" Right here, I'm giving you enchiladas.
Oh, he's gonna actually.
Because that's what the missus made last night for stuffing.
He's gonna shit in your stomach.
Before I stuffed her guts and popped her clean. Ho, ho, ho. All right. Since we didn't do a Christmas special, that's what I got for you guys. So happy Christmas.
You know what?
And ready for New Year. We're going to have a great show. We're excited for the New Year. That's the one fake. We're really excited. I am really excited for the new year, and we got a great cast. I think so, man.
Oh, I think,
for the I'm gonna show you what I can do with my balls. Just kidding.
Oh, yeah, that's an inside joke. Maybe, you know what, maybe in episode 59, right, when we're gonna retire.
Yeah, I'll talk about that, because that'll be when we just fucking nosedive like a kamikaze pilot right into
One of us gets caught, you know, in a bad situation.
Do it's speedball of meth and then kamikaze, because that's how they do it.
Fucking Boy Scout controversy continues with them.
Sorry,
that's terrible.
Wow. How are we looking on time there, Ryan? Or God damn it.
It's 8 minutes to 5.
Excellent.
Recording time. It's tens of hours, so.
Fantastic. I'm not sure when we even started.
About 7 after. Can you edit this conversation down?
It's fine, dude. We can fucking.
And we've got other bits and everything.
So yeah, the PSN network got hacked. It's ridiculous. We haven't been able to play online. Everybody's screwed. The Grinch stole Christmas this year, guys. It's up to us to find those motherfuckers.
You know, I think
force feed them something.
Oh.
I think you guys should decide what we should feed them.
Feed the people that. Brought down the networks?
Yes. Since, what do you think?
Since we were on the... Oh, sorry. Round table.
No, sorry.
Go ahead. You know what? We're an Xbox family.
That also got taken down for new...
I guess
sorry,
we're not.
Buddy. Nobody was invulnerable this year.
Except for Nintendo fans.
Yeah, shout out to Nintendo.
NPC gamers.
Yeah, Nintendo, wait a minute.
Nintendo's still making some kind of comeback, but only child molesters get Nintendo, let's be honest.
It's like the longest comeback in history, then. Nintendo's been...
I'm going to come over there.
Okay, my bad. Excuse I'll give you a piece of my mind. Did I touch you somewhere? I didn't mean that. Well, you're a Nintendo
guy. I'll turn into a pit bull.
I like the old school Nintendo, you know, with the two red buttons?
Yeah. It was called Family Entertainment System, where I'm from, because we had to get the Japanese version.
Yeah, to get the knockoff.
Yeah.
No, but back then, like, I actually played a game online where it gave you the Nintendo thing to use,
mm-hmm.
and forgot how to use it.
Holy shit.
And yeah, it's got to have 11 buttons, and it has to have triggers and everything. Fucking you know how to use it now.
It has to have an R1, R2.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I want to give a I'm a big PlayStation fan, and DJ is too. I'm pretty sure he would say.
And our new sponsor is not PlayStation.
Because they'll never pick us up.
No, not because we talk after about
shit too much, man.
And porno.
We talk about scatting and fucking pieces of shit falling on girls' mouths and creams. And
when
girls.
Did we get that part?
We haven't.
What the fuck's a creamsicle?
Oh, we didn't talk about that.
How does that even happen? How does shit just fall into a
girl? You've seen
never heard of
girls.
Hey, I got.
There she was, just walking down the street.
Guys, there's a real word. There's a real word. It's called.
And she got shit fell into her mouth.
Chili rainbow.
What is a chili rainbow? That sounds awful.
Is that when a bunch of gay otters?
If what I'm thinking of is what a chili rainbow is.
Encircle you and just
asking me how it was possible.
Okay, I don't. Can we not?
The logistics involved.
Oh. Is that when one person's bent over and they fire like a hot stream of chili diarrhea and it arcs like a rainbow onto the other person?
Yeah, hey, this is the result of two bottles of Tapatio.
But that's almost like the rusty spray on tan.
We call them
the
red
rusty
devils.
Spray on
You've
tan.
Ever have you ever had this drink? It's a fucking big ass cup and you fill it half with Tapatio. You put 2 spoons of canola oil and you do a whole shot of chocolate liqueur and another shot of brandy, and then you down it in one hit. That's how you do a chili rainbow.
Oh, it's a real drink.
No, I just made that up.
Oh, it sounds.
But I
awful.
Think it'll create a chili rainbow. And let's throw in some Great Northern Beans. Let me give a shout out to the sponsor that I wish would join this show, Great White Northern Beans. Yeah, they're used in my stepdad's soups and recipes. And I enjoy them. They're not a favorite bean, but if you add them, you'll enjoy them. And
you
I think they'll
plug.
Make the chili.
Like he stops beans. All the material to do a plug.
I did it, yeah.
That's a real place, too. Like, you're not even making it up. Like, he's told me about these beans already.
I love the beans, man.
The only thing, going back to Chili Rainbow, that I would say that would actually work is they made this beer with a hot chili in it, like a chili pepper in it.
Oh, yeah.
If that's not going to blow you up, I don't know what is.
Yeah. Wow. You know, this would be great for people that like eating each other's shit. You know? I'm just saying, like, why even go out to dinner?
Do they eat it?
Or they should just do a drive-thru for people that are into fucking feet beaks.
No, that's a completely different thing. Oh, sorry.
I think the people who like that are also going to like the feet beak.
You know, yeah. We are going to, guys, we promise, we're going to, guys, because I can't talk. And something's not firing correctly in the old noggin, but we're going to create a feet beak. We're going to get it online. We're going to have it available.
You don't understand what it is.
You know, we're hoping people don't actually, eat shit out of these. We're hoping they eat like chili or something. Maybe.
You're not supposed to eat anything out of them.
Can't you like funnel liquid down into
your
mouth?
Okay, we're going to save this for the next episode.
All right. Well, we're going
to
touch on
that. I think we're running over time. Are we over? Hey, thanks a lot for listening to
us
again.
Yeah, guys. Appreciate it. And please email your questions or comments to smokeroompodcast@gmail.com. Also check us out online. We're gonna throw the plug in there, but thanks for listening.
Thank you.
And
what is his name?
DJ.
All right, let's go, DJ. DJ Cape Town.
DJ's
Bird and our new man.
We're out.
We're out.